Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan revolution happening worldwide. Manifesting freedom, health, wellness, and peace for all. This program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, I'm featuring the International Cube Day by Anonymous for the Voiceless. This is the chicken song from the album Animal Songs by Will Tuttle. International Cube Day was held November 5th. It was the 6th annual, where 180 chapters all around the globe of vegan activists took to the streets for animal liberation, and we'll hear from many of them.
Broadcasting live from Cordoba, Argentina for International Cube Day 2022. We're happy to join again ICV like we do every year. We are in one of our usual spots in the city, speaking up for the animals like we do twice a week. Cordoba has been operating since 2018. We've gone for almost 5 years now. This is our cube number 211, 74th for 2022. Let me show you a little bit of our cube and a little bit of our outreach conversations. We have 7 volunteers today, a 2-person cube with 5 people doing outreach. We're happy to join ICD amongst so many cubes around the world. Around 180. We speak up for the animals, we focus on the injustice, we focus on ethics, we focus on the victims. We don't speak for environment, we don't promote vegetarianism, we don't focus on health, but we focus on the victims. We speak up for the most oppressed group in the world. We hold people accountable. And the most amazing thing about our activism is that people actually, we can see people response is really, really, really effective and really positive. And we see a lot of people that they've never been questioned about their animal use and abuse. That's why it's so important to come out on the streets and do activism, because there's a great possibility that if it wasn't for us asking the questions, most people would never question their use of animals in general. So, if you're not vegan, we always ask you to question if it's justified to use animals and question what is holding you back from respecting them. If you're vegan and you're not doing activism, we welcome you to join a cube anywhere in the world. It's very easy. If there's an existing group on your city, you can join it. If there isn't, you can write us at join@anonymousforthevoiceless.org and you can start it, and you'll get all the support from our organization. So I just wanted to show you a little bit of what's going on here. We are in one of the busiest spots on the weekends, and I wanted to show you a little bit of the outreach that we do. Right now we have 3 conversations. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm going to be signing off. Thank you for anyone who joined all around the world today. And thank you for speaking up for the animals all over.
Hello, hello world. Welcome to the Boston chapter, USA. We are going live here, and we are about 14 volunteers today, and we're having a lot of conversations, and this place is a gold mine where we are of people. And you know what we're here trying to do is, you know, if you ask the average person, are you against animal abuse, you know, they will say, well, yes. And you know, then they go home and they consume animals, so that makes them pro-animal abuse. So it also makes them a hypocrite because they say they're against animal abuse. So we're trying to hit the moral imperative here. We're trying to sink it home, get it in people's minds that what they are doing is wrong. So, and I have to say, we're doing a very good job of it. That's what it's all about. Talking to people, educating them, because they don't know. And that's why we're here, to let them know what they're doing is wrong. They are animal abusers. So the only way to no longer be an animal abuser is to go vegan. So I hope you've enjoyed seeing our chapter here. Listen, if you are a vegan, you should be involved in activism. We are here every Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 here in Boston at Copley Square. Please come join us. And also, if look for the cubes in your town. If you want to get involved, which you should anyway, get involved, look for the cubes near you. Jointhecube.com. Vegans need to get out there and use their voices. We need to do it. The animals need us. They need as many voices as they can get, because this insanity has to stop. Okay. Thank you from Boston. Bye now.
Hello, everyone. I'm here live in New York City, New York. Have a Cube of Truth happening right behind me for International Cube Day. We are here for ICD 2022. You can see behind me, there's a cube. There's a four-person cube happening right now. We have conversations happening all around the cube. And right here, we're in front of this arch, which is Washington Square Park. It's one of the most known parks in New York City. We're here with some amazing activists who have come out on International Cube Day to join the 180 other chapters around the world who are holding cubes today. If you haven't participated yet in a cube, please go to our website, cubeoftruth.com, and there you can see there's a little thing that you can push that says join us. What do? We are here showing the standard practices of what humans do to the animals because of human supremacy. We're here trying to help people connect with the animals so they can see what their choices do, who they hurt, and how they hurt them. We're here to connect to people for the why they should become vegan, not just the how. The how, we give them resources on how to do that, but we try to connect them with the why. Why should they become vegan? They watch the footage on the screen and they see that it's a conflict between what they think is ethically correct behavior and what they actually do every single day in their actions, whether they're choosing a meal they're eating or a piece of clothing they're buying, whether it has fur or wool or down inside of it, or they buy a product that's been experimented on animals. So that's what we're here doing, connecting people to the animals that they directly abuse and pay to have killed for them, and show them that they don't have to do that. They can actually be vegan and choose a different option, and then not only become vegan, because if you are vegan already and watching this, I hope you are active, because the animals need active people to be behind them in this movement. This movement is full of humans who have the privilege of voice, of talking, of explaining, of communication. something that they do not have. And if you are vegan, I really do hope you're using that privilege to help them see the animals so that more people become vegan and more people become activists, which is the important part, so we can change this world and have the freedom for the animals. So I'm going to turn it around so you can see the cube. You can see the, I'm going to show you the park first so you can see the vibe that's around here. It's a very busy day. New York City had a beautiful day in November, no less. It was about 75 degrees or so, sunny. So right now it's really packed. I'll let you see the park real quick. Here in New York City, we have so much foot traffic. We only hold a four-person cube, even if we have more volunteers, because we need all outreachers, as many outreachers as possible. So that's why we do this. And as you can see, there's many conversations happening around the cube. So I do want to invite you to join your nearest cube. Tell me where you're watching from in the comments. Would love to see. I'm going to take a quick look if anybody has commented. We have England in the house. Thank you, Martin. We have Caroline in Scotland. Thank you so much for watching. We have Israel in the house. Thank you so much. UK in the house. Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much. Those are the comments I'm seeing right now. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Please, if you are not vegan yet, go to our website, cubeoftruth.com. See there why you should be vegan. Go watchdominion.com. That's the website you want to go to so you can see the footage that we show people that changes their lives and the animals' lives. And if you, again, if you are vegan and you are not yet active, please become active for the animals. If you are doing a cube, excellent. Tell me which chapter you joined in or join in. And if you're doing other activism, put that in the comments as well. I want to hear what you're doing for the animals, because it's motivating to me, but it's also really great to take an acknowledgement and have some personal accountability for what we're doing for the animals as vegans. What are we doing other than just the non-action, which is being vegan? Vegan is just the baseline. So take it that step further, hold yourself accountable, and take some action for the animals. And again, if you're not vegan, please make that connection of what you are doing to the animals, what you are directly responsible for. And I want to thank all my members that came out here tonight that are making this cube possible, because without you guys showing up, we can't do this. This would otherwise be an empty space if we were not here with all our members today. So please join us. Do something for the animals. Get out there for them. We need to make this stop as soon as possible, but acknowledge there's nothing out there that's going to stop it right away. This is a long game. So please take part in something and be part of that game. Be part of the movement for the animals. All right, I'm going to log off from New York City, New York. Thank you all for watching. I hope that you guys are doing something for the animals. As you can see, our members are here having conversations all around the cube, sharing the story of the animals and using the voice, the privilege they have to share the story about the animals and help people connect so they can stop hurting the animals. All right, everyone, have a beautiful night. Have all the people who have already participated on ICD and all the other organizers, thank you so much for what you're doing and for creating a space for the animals on the streets, because that's what we do for as Anonymous for the Voiceless. So please join us. All right, have a good night. Good night, everyone.
Hi, everybody. My name is Natalie. I'm part of AV Montreal in Quebec, Canada. It is November 5th. For International Cube Day, we are so honored to be here. I am at a location called Place des Arts, and it's a beautiful night. There's lots of people out. Actually, it's incredibly warm today. It's 23 degrees in November in Montreal. It's very unusual. That's why I'm wearing a tank top. But it's my pleasure to be here and to speak to you and to show you what we do. It's also our pleasure to be here for the animals who are suffering so much all over the world right now. And we need to remember that they are here with us and not for us, and remind all these people who they really are, who they are in terms of their values. Almost everybody is against violence. Almost everybody is against animal abuse. Pretty much everyone. If you're not, just, I don't know what that is. You gotta be against animal abuse and violence and oppression. Everyone's against oppression, and what we do to animals is undeniably oppression. And discrimination. Dog, pig, what's the difference? Why do we treat some animals like family and some of them like torture victims, you know? So anyway, my name is Natalie again. This is Montreal, Quebec, Canada. It is November 5th. It's incredibly warm for November in Montreal. Please tell me where you are right now in the comments. Please tell me where you're from. And I will go down these stairs and I will show you our magnificent cube. We have about 25 to 30 volunteers today, which is wonderful. We have a really great community in Montreal. We're very blessed to have a strong animal rights community. We also have a great city in terms of understanding more animal rights and understanding that we don't need to eat animals to survive. There's a lot of vegan options here. There's some amazing vegan restaurants. You know, it's a very forward-thinking city, so we are very lucky to have that. And it makes it easier when it comes to educating people and convincing them that they don't need to be doing this. They should not be doing this. There's no excuse for doing this to animals anymore. You know, so we're here. The cube is behind me. We have four people in it right now. We have just four screens. Mostly we have people outreaching because there's so many people and we really need outreachers right now. So we could make it bigger, but it's best to keep it small so that we have lots of people to share the truth and share why we shouldn't be doing this to animals anymore. I am going to show you the cube if I can figure out how to turn this thing around. Last time I did this last year, I couldn't figure out how to turn the camera around. I don't see the button anywhere. So I'm going to do what I did last year and just take you with me.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Mylena, Massachusetts. I'm featuring the International Cube Day with snippets of the many, many recordings of the volunteers.
Location Place des Arts is fantastic because this street is pedestrian. There's no cars. There's a huge area here with nothing in it but us. All these stairs here, you've got massive amounts of people coming to sit there. It's a beautiful day. Everybody wants to be down here right now, and everybody is learning about what happens to animals. They are seeing it firsthand on the screens. They are talking to our wonderful volunteers, and hopefully their hearts and their minds are being changed for the better, because it's inevitable, right? It's inevitable. Everybody's against violence. Everyone's against animal abuse. Everyone is against oppression. Everyone is against discrimination. That's why we know what we do to animals is heinously wrong and needs to change and will change. It's only a matter of time. So please keep fighting the good fight. Keep doing that activism. And remember that you're not alone. We're all in this together. We're all doing this together today. It's our privilege to be doing this with you today for ICD, International Cube Day. And if you're ever in Montreal, please come and join us. We've got a really wonderful family here, a really wonderful team. There's a lot of love and a lot of activism for those beautiful, innocent victims. So thank you so much for watching. That's my 5 minutes, and see you in the streets. So much love to all of you. Have a wonderful day. Peace.
Hey there, everyone. It's Luca from Vibolzano, Italy. We are now in Meran, which is a nearby city. We chose this city because there is a wine festival, so a lot of people around. Let me take you for a tour of the cube. We are four activists right now. So, let's see how to swap the camera. All right. You can hear the music from the cube and from the event. It's Meran, Italy, Südtirol. Half of the people here speak German, but luckily we have an activist which speaks the language. This is the second cube for today because we did ECD at Trento, which is another chapter. Well, so, basically, join us if you're vegan, and if you're not, tomorrow is already too late for someone, so really consider your lifestyle, your choices, because we are responsible for the death of many, of countless lives which are taken, which live in terrible conditions. We all know this. there is no excuse right now. Ignorance is no more an excuse. And if you already did the right choice, just contact V. They will redirect you to the nearest organizer. Or if there is no one near, you can start your own chapter. It's quite easy. And yeah, that's how a chapter starts. So really, there is no excuse. This is the most important issue of all time, of all times, for that matter. And well, that's basically it for Bolzano and for the chapter of Bolzano, city of Meran. And let's keep trying and build a better world, because this one doesn't work for me, doesn't work for anyone with a sense of justice. Alright, see you, and see you from Meran.
Hi everybody, we're live in Quebec City with Anonymous for the Voiceless. My name is Pamela. Welcome to Quebec. Welcome to International Cube Day. You can see the cube behind me. We've got lots of people here. It's a beautiful day. It's like summer has come back. We are still waiting for the winter weather. Normally we often have snow around this time, but today it's magical. It's like end of summer temperatures. It's over 20 degrees here, which is really unusual. So we're having a great day with the cube, talking to lots of people. Lots of people are stopping, wanting to know what we're all about. We like to talk to people. We like to get them to think about their decisions, what they're doing, how easy it is to make the right decision, to change your attitudes, change your habits. It makes such a difference for the animals, and that's why we're here. We're here for them. So I'm going to flip the camera around and we'll take a look at what else is going on. There we go. In downtown Quebec on the Rue Saint-Jean, give you a look at the crowds. There's lots and lots of people. Everybody's out on the street. So if you're in a cube today, thank you for all you do. If you're not in a cube, get yourself to the nearest one. And if there's no group in your city or your area, you can start one. Just go to cubeoftruth.com and find out all the information. And you too can start connecting with people, helping to make the change. This is Jean. Hi, Jean.
Bonjour.
Jean's a co-organizer here.
Hello.
Hi. So, do you have anything to say to everybody on International Cube Day today?
Keep on. It's working. People know everything we said, but they have to remind it and keep it in mind that other animal world are suffering and we can prevent that. So, if we talk about what about what they're living or their condition, they sometimes have a declic, I would say, and some people are change their habits and are willing to be vegan. So it works. That's not only because there are some vegan project in the stores, but because people, as you do and we do, are talking about animals. So that's why there's a progression. Going to be vegan, so keep on talking about animals and bring the message of the animals itself, not the a debate of who's right or who's wrong, but we have to talk about the animals, because even if they realize that we are right, if they don't care about animals, they won't change their habits. So we have to bring them to think and to consider the animals itself, himself or themselves, and what their what's their life. And when they're really realizing that they're suffering and the suffering is great, is big, then they will consider it's a good reason to stop, not because we are right, but because they care about the animals. So
that's right.
We have to take to talk about the animals.
Always talk about the animals. So have a wonderful International Cube Day. Carry on. We'll see you in the streets. Merci pour tout. On vous aime.
Hi everybody, we are live from Jersey City from the United States of America. My name is Nisha Menon and this is my co-organizer, my
Nick
husband. So Nick, hi.
What's going on everybody? How you doing today?
So we are here along with, I think it's about 180 other cubes that are happening all over the world today. Because it's International Cube Day. So Anonymous for the Voiceless chapters all around the world, we're kind of coming together today to be a voice for the voiceless. So I want to just talk a little bit about the power of conversation and why this form of outreach is great. Because maybe a lot of people who are watching this haven't seen what a cube is all about. You're curious. I can tell you that I was vegetarian for the animals. That's why I went vegetarian, and I didn't realize everything that happened to cows and chickens for about 18 years until somebody stopped me and said, well, if you're vegetarian for the animals, why aren't you vegan, right? And it took that one question for me to stop and think. And that's why I think the power of conversation is so important, because you are challenging what somebody else thinks. They might be thinking they're doing something good, but you are challenging that thought and trying to get them to be better, right? And if you aren't vegan yet, today is a great day to start, because for every day that you're not vegan, you are the reason that animals are suffering this very second. Somebody is being impregnated against their will. Somebody is being driven to the slaughterhouse against their will. Somebody is made to suffer because of you. And today's a great place to, you know, a great time to start. So thank you everybody for watching, and much love from Jersey again.
Jersey.
If you're ever in the area, you can find us at AV Jersey City. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Miley Nero, in Worcester, Massachusetts. In this episode, I featured the International Cube Day, which was held November 5th. And I would like to say a big thanks to all the Anonymous for the Voiceless volunteers. And thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station nor its management. You're listening to The Turkey Song by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene wishing you a safe and pleasant day.